RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, episode number 522. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is my company senior SEO, Scott Vanak. How's it going today, bud?
It's going awesome. I'm just working on a huge project, and the end is in sight, which is always nice.
It is. That's great. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it, too.
No pressure. Yeah, I hope it's good. No pressure at all. It'll be my whole day tomorrow. I don't mind working on a project for a full day, but it's got to be done. So that's my plan.
Yeah. I'm writing an article for Search Engine Land at the end of the month. Oh, I don't know when it's going to actually be posted, but and I'm away part of next week. So yeah, I'm going to be crunching too for the next few days.
Yeah, good times. But you know what? The one thing about when you have that big crunch to get a deadline met is when you're done, it just feels so good. It sucks getting there, but when you're done, it's like you feel a sense of accomplishment. It's great.
It does. Yeah, it's true. All right. So let's jump into some non-SEO news, but it is AI news. So not far off the far off track here. OpenAI shares more details about ChatGPT ads. On the OpenAI podcast, OpenAI executive Asad Awan provided some insights into how ChatGPT ads will work. He says, who will see ads? Ads will appear for free and for free and go tier users. Plus, pro and enterprise subscribers will not see ads. For now. I'm adding the for now. I expect it will happen. Enterprise workspaces will remain ad-free. Additionally, ads will be visually separate from model answers. Conversations will not be shared with advertisers. Ads will not appear for topics such as health, politics, and other sensitive chats. Users can adjust or turn off personalization. I wonder how much of this is going to survive testing. I have some doubt that ads will remain visually separate, at least that separate. They're going to a certain degree, but they'll probably follow the Google path and end up making it very difficult to tell them apart.
If we fast forward, normally I'd probably say 5 years, but these days it could be 20 minutes. I don't know. But if we fast forward into the future a little ways, we might look back at these notes and be like, ha, I can't say it. I don't want to swear. Yeah. But we'll have choice words for what they're saying today, probably. Because we've seen it with Google time and time again, where they say they're going to do it one way. And then you go, you know, a year or so into the future and they've totally changed and fallen back on what they said. So,
well, on the advertising angle here, the next bit is that Perplexity has stopped testing advertising. What's this about?
Yeah, so the exact opposite. Perplexity began testing sponsored placements back in 2024. And according to the Financial Times, they have now phased out their paid ad testings with no plans to bring them back. They believe that sponsored placements, even labeled ones, risk undermining trust. I can't say I disagree with that. I could see that for sure. A Perplexity executive, sorry, I don't know his name. This was behind a paywall at the Financial Times that I didn't want to pay to read the story. So I'm going off of notes from Search Engine Land. A Perplexity executive said, a user needs to believe this is the best possible answer and that once ads appear, users may second guess responses integrity. So, yeah, Makes sense. It's interesting, though, to see OpenAI testing ads and moving in that direction while Perplexity is like, nah, we're not going to do ads. We're We tested it, we're done. So who knows where the space is going?
Well, yeah, and who knows how far Perplexity will get without being pushed in that direction. I'm not sure if they're public, but once there's enough investor pressure, I would imagine that it's going to make a bit of a difference.
Yeah, most likely. I know they did say in the article over at Search Engine Land that, what do they have? They have about 100 million users and their revenue is about $200 million a year currently. So I don't know what their expenses are, probably a lot more than that at this point. Yeah. But, they're growing. So, I mean, if they can manage enough paid subscriptions to not need ads, that's great. But, I mean, we all know how intense AI is to operate and run. And I don't know. I'm hesitant to think that subscriptions alone can pay their bills.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Perplexity. I still do. But I did end up just recently canceling my subscription with them. It's not going to be, I mean, I paid for a year, so I'm still getting quite a bit of use out of it, but or at least have an account. But I'm using Claude all the time. I just can't get enough of how much better it is. It seems the results are so much better. I use Open or ChatGPT when I want to create any kind of image for SEODone.com. It just, man, it knocks it out of the park. Almost the first, well, I think the last few times it has been the first draft has been perfect.
Nice. It's
beautiful. I think they just turn out so well. I can see a lot of people are talking about how much they love Claude and they're dropping other subscriptions. So hopefully Perplexity still keeps going. I think diversity in the market is a very good thing. We don't want to see another Google-esque moment where it just takes over everything more so than it already has. So.
No, we do not.
All right. So SEO news, we're jumping right in here. AI overviews reduce clicks as much as 58%. This is Ryan Law at Ahrefs. He posted this article and it's based on some analysis they did. He said, back in April 2025, we found that AI overviews reduced clicks to top-ranking content by 34.5%, despite Google's statements to the contrary. As of December 2025, we found that the presence of an AI overview now correlates with a 58% lower average click-through rate for the top-ranking page. Wow.
It's huge.
That's huge. How I miss the days before this. It was hard enough then, but now this is just crazy. And you know, I just got back from a meeting with a dentist, in fact, and she was convinced, and I had to correct her that, AI is taking over, so SEO is not as important. And no. AI is a layer on top of SEO. SEO is the foundation. You do not ever want to forget about SEO. It is, even Google is saying, don't forget about it. You follow the principles of SEO, you're going to do much better in AI. And yes, there are extra things you can do in AI, but come on. You don't, God, I wish I could shoot whoever said that SEO is diminishing in value. It's not. It's everything. It's more. bit frustrating when I heard that.
Yeah. You know, the amount of times I ask AI for a little bit of help in something, like say it's something simple, like generating some structured markup code, or even just creating a meta description or something like that. Sometimes it's amazing and perfect. And other times it's like, what even is this? It's so wrong and so bad, especially with meta descriptions, because I'll be like, create has to be this many characters and I want this sentiment in here. And I went, blah, blah, blah. I tell it what I want. And sometimes it'll spit me out a paragraph. Like, what? This is like 500 words. What are you doing? You're supposed to be smarter than me, and yet you're not. And so I could just see these people that rely solely on AI, that don't talk to anybody that, is living and breathing SEO. They're going to do more harm than good, unless they have some background and they know it's just not going to work.
Yeah. And in fact, I wrote an article just this weekend called AI Can Handle Your SEO Basics. Here's What It Can't Do. And it's on SEO Done. That's SEODUNN.com. I strongly recommend checking it out. Put some effort in making sure this one had some good value, some takeaways. Those elements that it can't do will help you. But I thought about this a while before making this article. I do believe that AI can handle your SEO basics, but even then, it still makes mistakes. Be so careful. And what we're seeing is people believe that because it's helping them with their basics, that's SEO done. No. It's like the basics are what we do when we start doing SEO. What we actually do to make real, like, needle-moving ranking changes is so much more than that. And that's what we did before. Now people are just getting this false confidence. And I mean, I applaud them for being all like gung-ho, but anyway, it's got some good tips in there that'll help you out, especially if you're doing this in-house. And, you know, I believe that as SEOs, our job will become more and more as consultants reviewing clients' in-house SEO efforts. I don't know how to make that or use the right word there. I think there's going to be some major guffaws and mistakes, but it is what it is. I mean, what were we seeing the other day? We were talking to a client that unfortunately was departing because I think they're going to be doing something else or bringing something in-house. And we've been with them for 5 years. And you had mentioned how, you know, as part of what we do, you discovered they were hacked. And if you hadn't discovered that and fixed it, they would have been up S Creek, man. They would have been so screwed. And that's just a tiny part of what we do and what we can offer. And that's not happening. AI's not doing that for you at all. Guaranteed.
Oh, man. That hack that I found with that client you're talking about was funny because I remember finding it. And I was just in SEMrush, just checking, you know, overall rankings, what was the trend looking like? And in the previous couple of days before I had checked, it jumped from, I can't remember what the numbers were, but it was something like, you know, 200 rankings, like 20,000 rankings in a matter of a few days. Like my first reaction was, yes, it was like the celebration. Like, but then it instantly like, wait a minute, there's no way this is legit. Something is wrong. Because if there was a big Google update that affected this, I would have heard about it by now. And so when I started looking, it was all rankings for various adult-oriented products and things like that. And there were thousands of pages created behind the scenes on their site that weren't picked up by Screaming Frog. They weren't picked up by just going to the site because they're all hidden, right? But so that's how we ended up finding it. And I contacted the client right away, and they had it fixed within a day. Like it got fixed very quickly, obviously. But yeah, if you don't see that stuff, that could go weeks, months, maybe even years if you're not monitoring it, because you just see your regular organic traffic going down and your rankings going down, and you wouldn't really see this without using special tools and things. So
it's funny, I didn't add this to our talking list today, but another thing happened the other week. You were busy, so I took over a consultation gig, and this client had a website that wasn't showing up in search. I thought, oh, this will be fun. You know, because usually it's obviously it's going to be something technical, and I love that stuff. So I dug in and actually used AI this time, and it did assist me quite a bit because it was able to do some of the hard crunching in the background to do some server testing and things that I just couldn't be bothered with. But when I dug in, what had happened was back in 2022, that's a long time ago, they were I believe they were being bot attacked. They were being attacked by bots. They were in a bot network attack or something. So they used this code. Well, they used this plugin that injected into their HD access file a huge list. I think it was 1,500 bot names, as well as some wild card matching, which was the real kiss of death. That would block any bot with this particular word in it, which happened to block Google.
Did it use the word bot?
Yeah, I think it was. It was partly like that. It was that crazy. And later on, the person who had created this plugin that had done this, whatever, they'd, you know, it had become known that this was very damaging. And I guess there were changes, but these people didn't know about it. And from 2022 to now, they've had zero Google presence because of this.
Wow.
And they have 1,500 pages of content. Like, this guy's worked really hard for this content, and it was good stuff. Some of it was just news, but it was still very good and very relevant. Oh, so yeah, I think they're pretty happy with us, because I removed that and fixed everything, and boom, they're in Google Search Console. They're being found. They're being indexed. It's going to take forever, though, for that site to get the exposure it had before.
But their rankings should skyrocket in the short term for various long tail, lower level searches, I would think. And then the tough ones, that's going to be a grind.
But that's just another example of, I mean, there isn't, even on our worst day, we wouldn't miss that.
Well, no,
why never. Is Google Search, like, I couldn't even access Google Search Console. I couldn't even register them on Google Search Console because Google's like, well, no, I don't see anything. Because I couldn't see it. Right. I couldn't get on there. It was being blocked.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was the first. I've never seen that before. But I imagine there's many people out there probably have the same issue. And there's no way to test, like, do a search and find them and help them. I'd love to be able to do that, but there isn't.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wild.
But that's just a tiny taste of what we come across, guys, listeners. It's pretty amazing. And I hope this continues. I don't know what's happening with SEO in the future. I know that we're still very much needed, and I don't see that changing for at least a couple more years. But I just love this industry, and I hope it continues, and we can continue to enjoy a good career doing this, because it's pretty awesome helping people out and making their businesses great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Discover Core update. That was a huge tangent. Anyway,
that's okay. I think people like it, hopefully.
It was fun. The Discover Core update. What's this all about?
So I probably wouldn't normally post updates like this, but for this core update, we actually have some intel on what it means. So that's great. So, which we never get. So Google released this February 2026 Discover Core update. Again, we actually have some intel about it. So this update is largely focused on improving user experience. Google says it will show users more locally relevant content from websites within their own country. They will reduce sensational content and clickbait. That's great. I love that. And there'll be an increased focus on in-depth, original, and timely content that demonstrates expertise. We've used that word a lot in a given area. So currently, this update is rolling out to English language users in the US. Expansion to all countries and languages is expected in the next few months. The current update will be done probably by around the end of February. So, so that's cool. Oh, I had one more quote here that Google, during testing, Google found that people find the Discover experience useful and worthwhile with this update.
More useful.
There we go. Yeah. More useful. Yes.
So I just started using Discover again. I forgot it was there. I find it a little more enjoyable than doom scrolling on Facebook, because I'm actually reading news and there's some fascinating stuff that's happened in it. I'm very happy to hear that they're going to be reducing sensational content and clickbait, because that's the bane of my existence. I hate that stuff so much.
Yes.
I just hate it. And it's rampant. I mean, I would say it's the bulk of news now. So we'll see just how good a job they do. Hopefully it works out well. You should probably take this next one too. I don't know
much about this.
But I did hear a lot of good things about this. I'm pretty excited. Hopefully it pushes Google in the right direction. Anyway,
yes.
Bing Webmaster Tools. That's Bing, guys. Bing, not Google. Officially Bing. Adds an AI performance report. Woohoo!
This is so great. And the headline is even better. than the content, because it's very primitive at the time, for the time being. But that's what's to be expected. But I'll tell you what it can do, and we'll see what happens here. So on February 10th, Microsoft announced the AI performance reports in big webmaster tools. Google, are you paying attention? Please pay attention. So the tool, which is currently in beta, shows how your content is cited within Copilot, as well as select partner integrations. Don't know exactly what that means, but there we go. At this time, the data is quite limited, but it is a really good start. When you log into Big Webmaster Tools, you can select a predetermined or custom date range. There you can see total citations over that time period, along with the average number of cited pages per day. You can also see which queries you were cited for, as well as which URLs have appeared. However, you cannot see which queries served which URLs, only the number of appearances. And of course, it is important to know that this report only shows citation frequency. There is no indication of ranking position or prominence, at least yet. And data is backfilled as far back as November 1st, 2025. So a great start. We've got a little bit of data in there. You can go check it out and see generally how you're trending in Copilot and the select partner integrations. But it's a start. It's something. So hopefully they grow with it.
Nice. That's great. And some other good news, Google says that links will be more visible in AI overviews. This is something they've needed. Google's Robbie Stein posted to Google that updates to how citations will be displayed. He says, quote, in AI overviews and AI mode, groups of links will automatically appear in a pop-up as you hover over them on desktop, so you can jump right into a website to learn more, and will show more descriptive and prominent link icons within the response across both desktop and mobile. Our testing shows this new UI is more engaging, making it easier to get a create content across the web, unquote. Now, will this increase click-through rate? We can only hope so. You know, the fact that the pop-up will appear on desktop is great. And I use desktop a lot. I know a lot of people do, but the majority of people use mobile. So will those prominent link icons really drive any more clicks on mobile? I don't know. And there's no way to know yet, but we all just hope.
It'll be interesting if Ahrefs does another study like the one we just talked about a while ago today.
I bet they will.
In July, and see what difference this has, what impact this has.
Well, it's exactly the kind of thing that helps with visibility these days, is having these kind of reports, these tests, all these things. So I'm sure they'll continue doing it. It's good for them, that's for sure. All right, let's take a quick break. And we come back, we're going to talk about removing search results. Welcome back to SEO 101 on WMR.FM, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Fanak. Remove search results about yourself using personal information. Fill me in here.
Yeah, so there's a new feature. I don't know if you'd call it a feature over at Google. They announced a few updates to help you remove personal information from search that you don't want there. The catch is, though, to remove this personal information, you have to provide Google with the personal information. So to explain that, you provide Google by providing Google with your driver's license number, passport, social security number, that sort of thing. Google track and notify you when there's a match, and then you can request removal of that content. So setup is done through the results about you hub.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, We've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
I don't know if the results about UHub is new. I feel like I've never heard of it before, but it's there. It's at, the link will be in the show notes, but it's myactivity.google.com/results-about-you. Of course, it is important to note results removed with this tool will only be within Google search results, not removal from the web or their originating source. I think that's obvious, but it may not be. Google did also update a new method for removing explicit images of yourself from search. So if you've got images like that out there and you need them gone, you can click on the vertical ellipsis and there are options to follow there to put in a removal request. So it's nicer they're taking personal information a bit serious. I don't know if I'd want to put my social security number in Google. I don't know if I'd want to give them that, but
no.
If it's necessary to remove it, I guess it makes sense. I don't know. We'll see.
I just set it up just now, not adding any of that information. And so far I haven't needed it. But we'll okay. see. So info will monitor just for it says, and I put in my full legal name and then I put in my shortened name and my contact info stuff that I wouldn't necessarily share publicly, but if it finds it, that's good to know. And it'll email me if it finds results about me. Interesting. I can also get alerts through the Google app if they find results about me. So I'll click that on and save and see what's happening. It says monitoring is on and I didn't have to do anything.
So you don't necessarily, I guess it's just a way to ensure you get additional.
I think what it is yeah. when you find information that you need removed, then
okay. You
probably have to go through the process of much more rigorous confirmation and identification. But at least now it's monitoring me. The weird thing is how does it know I could try to set it up for someone else?
Yeah,
you could. Didn't know it was me.
I'm going to monitor you as well.
There you go.
What's your driver's license number? Do you want to just quickly? Yeah. I'll bleep it out. I promise. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll give you my credit card next.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. 451 02. No.
Yeah. All right. Here. So some changes in Search Console. Weekly and monthly views are now available. Stuff's, I know, pretty dry, but it's important and it's good to know. Google has updated the Google Search Console to allow for these weekly and monthly data views when looking at your performance metrics. This was actually announced on December 10th. They stated at the time that it was available to all accounts, but really, I think, Scott, you see, you only started seeing it appear on the middle of February.
Yes.
Probably just a Canadian thing. Who knows?
It isn't, although, and you'll know why in a second.
There you go. Perfect. other Search Console features that were announced that you're unable to see at this point included brand query filters, social channels in search, AI-powered configuration tool. Barry Schwartz also recently posted about this and noted that he does not have access to these new features, so it's likely not. There we go. Likely not a Canada versus U.S. thing. And also, I guess it doesn't matter because we have probably the majority of our clients in the U.S. and we look at their Google Search Console and we can be able to see that, right? So, makes sense.
Sometimes.
Oh, really? Okay. So, in regards to the AI-powered configuration tool, one comment at SE Roundtable from Helmut says, quote, "The AI-powered configuration tool is not worth the hype. It guesses regex, which half of the time don't do what you want them to. You're not missing much, Barry." Okay. Well, good. Well, we'll hold our judgment until we give it a try, but it's pretty much on par with what we would expect, something that's being offered free.
Yeah, absolutely, right?
Now, for some local SEO news, this is really important, but I'm not sure how many people will understand, but if you have a local business and you've done a search, say, dentist nearby or whatever your business is nearby, and you see the local pack appear in your search results, that's where you see the map and then you see any business listed. Well, what you might notice is there's something missing. and that is the call button. In Google's great greed, and there's no question it's great, their level of greed, they've removed the call button unless you are sponsoring an ad. So no longer can people simply click and call you right from local results. I just have no words when I saw this. I was so cheesed off. This is not creating the search experience that Google always promised. It's just greedy. And
it's
so now
terrible.
It is. So you see a sponsored result above. It's got the nice call button. Really easy to click on. So now you have to pay to play. And I checked Victoria when I saw this to see whether or not it was something that had, that extended itself to where we are. And indeed it had.
I checked a bunch of random searches today and almost every single one was like that. I could see sponsored listings with the call button and then the non-sponsored did not have the call button. So when I checked like restaurants in New York, for instance, is something I searched for. And so it's widespread for sure.
And Google has once again broken its the ceiling again on their profits this year. Every year they're just soaring in profits. And they have now got all that shareholder pressure to continue to do that. And at some point they can't without destroying their own brand. At which point, God knows what they're going to do. But ethically, it's just that nothing matters anymore. It's just, let's just go for it and make more money. Because they can't continue doing this. There's no way they can forever keep increasing their value. It's just not possible. However, they seem to keep doing it. And these are the different ways they do it.
You know, one takeaway here is that, you know, for your own individual SEO, user experience is really important to help get those organic rankings, unless you're Google, in which case profit is important. So if you're Google, just do whatever makes the most money. If you're anyone else, don't do what Google does.
And unfortunately, we have to play the market. So I've had to tell my clients that if you're not doing paid ads right now, you're going to get hurt now. You have to pay to play. And because of this monopoly that is Google, we have no choice. It infuriates me. But again, we have to respond in a way that supports our clients, not how much we dislike Google. And the fact is, it has to be done. So if you're not doing local ads and you have a local business, deeply, you know, consider doing it. And do not, please do not use Google's suggested ad experience where they're going to push it hard. In fact, we have many clients we do ads for, and we are inundated with phone calls. I have now set up a call center to screen them. In fact, I told the call center to tell them to screw off. I'm so fed up with them. And they're calling saying, hey, we know we can improve the campaign you're doing for this client. No, you can't. No, all you're going to do is increase how much money they're spending so you can make more money. And this is what's, I swear, this is what's increased Google's bottom line, a big chunk of it by doing this. And they have these companies in India that do this. And I think it's every 6 months they switch out the company. So it's not the same person that's calling you. All of a sudden they're reinvigorated and they're contacting you again as though they've never contacted you before. And their goal is to get you on performance max on these crazy campaigns where you spend a ton and let Google control it. And to be perfectly transparent, we've lost clients to this. Clients thinking, well, I can just do it myself. I'll just use the system. No. You're going to get absolutely torn across the coals. You're going to lose so much money. Yes, you will get conversions because it is, you know, they don't want to lose you, but you'll be able to save a ton more money if you use someone who's actually working for you and not just working to spend your money. So keep that in mind, please, for your own sake. And if you're using and you're listening to them right now, reconsider it. You know, someone like us, we can do full campaign management for as little as $400 per month. That's crazy cheap. And you're getting a 20, I think Nathan's been doing it 20 years, doing what we do.
And something like that. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of options out there. Yes, it can go up from there. It can go up higher, depending how much has to be done. But in most cases, small businesses are spending the minimum. And they're thrilled to bits. So keep that in mind. All right, Mueller Files, what do we got here?
Yeah, so this is kind of a unique one. John Mueller posted to Blue Sky this odd issue about HTTP pages screwing up listings in Google. A website's name and favon icon were both incorrect in search results. They didn't match the actual website. And what it turned out to be was that Google was connecting the fav icon and website name from an old leftover insecure version of their homepage that was still live and accessible.
What?
So that was like an HTTP colon versus HTTPS. Both existed. So site users that visited the site were automatically served up the secure version. So as a user, you'd have no idea that other page was there. It just never loaded. However, Google can see it, and Google could see both of them, and it was pulling the fav icon from the old depreciated site that should have been deleted a long time ago. So John wrote to Blue Sky. He said, I know, crazy, huh? A hidden homepage causing site name and fav icon problems in search. This is a weird one. The site used HTTPS. However, there was a server default HTTP homepage remaining. Chrome automatically upgrades the insecure to the secure, so you don't see the insecure page. However, Googlebot sees and uses it to influence the site name and fav icon selection. So I don't always include these things from John Mueller, but this one I thought was good because this is something that could happen to anybody. If you see in search results something is wrong, like your name is wrong, or maybe any information is just wrong, the incorrect fav icon, whatever, it is possible this is your issue. The good thing about this, there's two ways to fix this. One is find out where that page is and delete it. But also just putting in a proper 301 redirect will also fix it and prevent it. And everybody should have this anyways. If your insecure version of your homepage is not being 301 redirected to the secure version, you need to do that no matter what. So do that. Check and do it. And if you're having problems, this could be why. So easy, easy fix, but not necessarily easy thing to find if it's broken. Wow. So
that's cool. I love stuff like that. Thanks big time to John for sharing that. That's a first for me too. I've never heard of anything like it.
You know, it's kind of like the consult you just did last week that you were talking about where the site was blocked in a weird way. It's just like a regular site owner wouldn't know to even, I don't know what I have known to check that I do now, but I don't know if I would have even thought about that. I would have run Screaming Frog and it would have looked good. And I would have been confused. I don't know. Maybe I would have checked. I probably would have eventually. I think I would have got there, but not initially. It would have been some head scratching, I think, to start. But now it'll be easy. Yeah. Now we know.
It would end up probably be the client going, why am I seeing this weird fav icon?
Yeah.
Because they're usually the ones that are checking their own listings all the time.
Yeah.
And then we would have gone, what the?
What the heck? Yeah. So yeah, there we go.
That would have been a hard one to dig out. Interesting. Well, we're done. Hard to believe.
It was a long show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my company senior SEO, Scott Vanak, thank you for joining us today. We do a show notes newsletter, but we're behind. I had my executive assistant moved on, so I've been kind of behind on it. So I do apologize to anyone who hasn't received their show notes newsletter. I'm currently training up someone else to be doing that, so we should be back on track within a week or two. Anyway, if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to post them on our Facebook group, easily found by searching SEO 101 Podcast on Facebook. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air every week on WMR.fm.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.